Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
There's so many ways to book a hotel these days. It used to be that you called up on the phone, you talked to the person, and you booked it blind unless you'd been there before. But now with online, you can view the rooms, you can read about the beds, you can look at the responses and reviews of the hotel. There's so many online resources today. But how do you know that you're going to get what you're looking at and that it's the same, that you can trust those reviews? My guest is Carol Margolis. She's an author and the founder of SmartWomenTravelers.com, an online community dedicated to women who travel. And I am one of those, Carol. So booking a hotel, Booking.com, Hotels.com, Priceline.com, Expedia.com, Orbitz.com. I mean, there's so many of them. How do we know that we're getting what they say we're getting, and what do you want us to watch out for, paying in advance and all these kind of things?
Well, you know, like you mentioned, there's a bazillion websites where you can book a hotel room now. You can almost get frozen in the analysis paralysis. I start with TripAdvisor. I look for the top 10 or 20 hotels based on reviews. That's my starting point.
I like TripAdvisor too.
Yeah, because there's just a ton of reviews by people like you and me. And then I look at a few different websites to look at the prices, and I make sure I know how to, what the cancellation policy, the booking policy is. I want to know the rules. But then I go to the hotel website, and that's more often where I end up booking because they offer a lot of great prices, deals for the weekend. But I like to look at a few sites to compare before I book, but I limit myself.
You're right. It can get dizzying, overwhelming, and you can get actually tired of it. And I took my kids to Europe last year, and I go through Booking.com, as you and I were talking about off air, because I do like their cancellation policy and no money up front. That's always great, but I do, as you do, always end up going to the hotel website, and I ended up in Paris getting upgraded by talking to the hotel directly to, you know, the rooms where you had the free liquor bar down the hallway and breakfast and stuff. You didn't have to go down with the commoners. And I loved that, but that I got by calling the hotel directly and going through them, even though I had booked with Booking.com. What are some of the pitfalls to look out for?
Well, you know, it's not knowing all the rules. You know, and at hotel front desk people, they kind of call people that book online like the Priceline people, you know, and the weekends are full of them. And they're people who don't know what the conditions are of their booking. So if they don't make it in, well, you know, you're not going to get your money back if you paid up front. And these people don't realize that. And so it doesn't matter where you book, just know what you're getting into. That's the biggest thing. And another thing, when if you're going to arrive late, call ahead and just let the hotel know that. Because if they are like at capacity or oversold, they may sell your room to somebody else if you're not going to show up till midnight.
That's true. You do have to make sure to keep in touch and let them know any specific things or specific details that you might want to know, like that I had kids and stuff like that. And now, as far as beds and going to Europe and those kinds of things, the beds are never what you expect them to be, especially in Europe. They're hard as rocks for the most part. So these kind, do we believe the reviews when people say the beds are hard as rocks? Or, I mean, I found a hotel, Carol, in Lucca, Italy, because they said it had free beer and wine out all day and that it was this great, it turned out to be an awesome hotel. I loved it. Do we believe those reviews? Do you use those reviews?
I look at them in the aggregate. You're going to, people are going to say negative things more often than they're going to go onto a review site and say the place was wonderful. So I read enough reviews to get a feel for the, you know, the overall aspect of the hotel. If I see over and over and over that the rooms are dated, there's a smell in the room, the people are rude, I'm probably going to avoid that hotel. But if there's only one review like that and the rest are positive, I dismiss the negative one. So go with an overall gut after reading several reviews for that property.
I think that's definitely good advice. And now, as far as booking your hotels and looking at those cancellation policies and paying up front, what do you recommend is the smartest thing to do to pay up front? Do we just put a portion down? What if they say we absolutely, and it's really a hotel you want to stay in? What does that pay? I mean, people get scared about that.
They do, and I do too. You know, life changes, and you may not be able to make that reservation. I want to know what the rules are, and I've had some prepaid ones where the rate was just so darn good if I prepaid it, and I was, like, certain I was going to make it, and then one time I booked the wrong date. So that's another tip, really to triple-check your details. But I called the hotel, and I said, I'm not making it in tonight, but I am going to be there a week from now. Can I just move that reservation? And they did it because I had booked through the hotel. So, you know, I feel safer booking directly through the hotel. And if you've got time, like 2 to 4 weeks or more before your trip, sign up for that hotel's award program. Get on their mail list. Then you have a little bit more, not credibility, but weight, because now you're one of their frequent guests when you show up. And you're going to get alerted to these deals via email even before you go. And there's some great deals like stay 3 nights, get a 4th night free. That's a huge savings.
It is. Give us one of your biggest tips of something we should avoid when we're booking our hotel.
Oh, what to avoid. I already mentioned the analysis paralysis because it's easy to get caught up with that on the web
sure
these
is.
Days. Yeah. And, you know, what else to avoid? I avoid taking the cheapest rate generally. I travel a lot with my family, and our kids are older, but, you know, a lot of families travel, especially now in the summer. I look at the rates that have that executive concierge lounge availability.
That's what I was talking about.
Yes, free breakfast, bottles of water, appetizers that are generally enough for our dinner. You might pay $50 a night more. But my gosh, what you get with, like, especially with, like, a family with you. So I avoid just taking the lowest rate without looking at what some of the other options are. Families traveling, maybe better to get a suite that costs a lot more. But there's, you know, a pull-out sofa. There's a lot more space in the room rather than booking 2 rooms at their individual prices.
Carol, are you somebody, we don't have a lot of time left, I get a little intimidated sometimes, but I have some friends that are absolutely not even a little bit. They get to the hotel and they say, I want to see the room first. And before they start moving up their stuff, I'm somebody who will call and switch a room once I get up there and realize I cannot stand this room, but I never ask to see it first. Which one are you?
I'm with you. I'm definitely with you. I do not unpack right away until I've checked out the bathroom, just make sure everything's working, that the heat or the AC is working, because I hate changing rooms once I'm unpacked. In fact, then I kind of avoid it. But I do not. I've never asked to see the room before I've gotten it. So I'm right there with you.
Yeah, some people are always, you know, that's just what they do. But so in the last half a minute here, give your best advice for booking hotel rooms. And I love that paralysis analysis, because I'm telling you, I sat there and I just said, it's enough. I'm just going to pick a freaking room. I can't keep looking. It gets ridiculous. It really does. So give us your best advice.
It does. Call the hotel and say, hey, I'm coming with my family, my whatever. And what would you recommend? Ask them what they would recommend. You know, if they were you and you were coming with your family and you were only going to be there for 3 or 4 days to really get the most out of that hotel. And these hotel folks will just tell you so much about the property, about some rates that you may not know about. So just ask, and ask in a very nice way, and ask, you know, if you were me, what would you do? I love that question. I get great answers to that.
It is great advice. And she's the founder of SmartWomanTravelers.com, Carol Margolis. You can look that up. And this is good advice about hotel booking mistakes to avoid, things you do want to do. It can be a little dizzying, but lots of fun because you get to be excited about travel. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.